With KAZU News, I'm Christelle Manzon. Monterey County's fracking ban stands, but voters won't be getting all they hoped for when they passed Measure Z last year. Late Thursday, Monterey County Superior Court Judge Thomas Wills issued a split decision on the ballot measure. It ended up in court after oil companies sued, saying Measure Z would shut down Monterey County's oil production industry. KAZU's Erica Mahoney sat in on the trial and has gone over the judge's decision. So exactly what did Judge Wills decide?
Judge Wills said the voter-approved ban on fracking stands, at least for now. He said the oil companies and royalty owners who sued Monterey County can't argue against a fracking ban because fracking doesn't currently happen in the county. But Measure Z went beyond a fracking ban. Voters also approved a ban on the drilling of new wells and a phase-out of injecting oil production wastewater back into the ground. He sided with the oil companies and royalty owners on that one because he said Measure Z is preempted by state and federal law. For example, California's Division of Oil, Gas, and Geothermal Resources is already in charge of regulating those oil and gas production techniques. So really, with this decision, nothing will change for the oil companies operating in southern Monterey County.
Okay, so then remind us, how did Measure Z end up in court in the first place?
Soon after Monterey County voters passed Measure Z in November of 2016, Chevron and Aera Energy, along with some smaller oil companies and royalty owners, filed lawsuits, six lawsuits in total, and they argued in part that Measure Z is unconstitutional because it took away people's property rights. And they also said Measure Z would shut down the county's oil industry. Monterey County is the fourth largest oil-producing county in the state, much of that coming from the San Ardo field, which is in southern Monterey County. So the trial that led to this decision took place about a month and a half ago, and it lasted 4 days.
So is this the end of the fight over Measure Z?
No, this is not the end. Protect Monterey County, which is the grassroots group that sponsored Measure Z, will appeal the court's decision. I spoke with attorney Cassie Siegel on the phone. She's part of Protect Monterey County's legal team and says they're committed to defending Measure Z, even if it's a long road. Here's more from Cassie Siegel.
We're very happy that the fracking ban remains in place. We're disappointed that Measure Z wasn't upheld in full. We appreciate all of the time that the court put into the trial and decision, but we respectfully disagree with the outcome. And we are very optimistic that on appeal, Measure Z will be upheld in full.
I also reached Kathy Miller by phone. She's Aera Energy's public affairs coordinator in Monterey County. And she says she's not surprised there will be an appeal. Here's Kathy Miller.
It's unfortunate for the residents of Monterey County who will end up paying still millions of dollars in legal costs. We've maintained since the beginning that Measure Z would have some extremely unfortunate and probably unintended consequences for the county and its residents. And, you know, taking someone's private property without compensation, which is what Measure Z does, clearly violates both state and federal constitutions.
Protect Monterey County is working on its appeal now, and that will go to the appellate court for the Monterey County region, which is up in San Jose.
Okay, thanks, Erica. Thanks for all your reporting on this story.
You're welcome.
That's KAZU's Erica Mahoney. You can find this interview along with other Measure Z coverage on our website, kazu.org. I'm Christelle Manzon. This is KAZU News.